The Oklahoma City Council is expected to discuss the Israel-Hamas war at tomorrow's meeting. Congressman Frank Lucas says legislation to put astronauts back on the moon is advancing. And families in Moore have an opportunity to stock up on free school supplies. This is the KGOU PM News Brief for Monday, July 29th. I'm Deborah Ashar. The OKC City Council is set to consider a resolution tomorrow calling for a ceasefire in Gaza. Oklahoma Public Media Exchange's Anusha Fathepure reports the resolution would condemn xenophobic rhetoric and attacks.
The resolution calls for an immediate, durable, and sustained ceasefire in Gaza to protect and save human lives. It was requested by council members Nikki Nice and Joe Beth Hammond. Since October 7th, more than 39,000 Palestinians have been killed and 2.3 million have been displaced from their homes since the war began. The resolution comes following many calls from Jewish and Palestinian residents for city leaders to respond. In Oklahoma City, I'm Anusha Fathepure.
Democratic Party delegates are expected to pick Vice President Kamala Harris at their upcoming convention in Chicago. State Capitol reporter Lionel Ramos has more on conventions, committees, and delegates, and why they matter.
There are often diverse ideas and priorities within political parties and between states. So anytime there is a candidate that might represent a party at the highest level, there is also a need for that party to gather and reach a consensus on who they nominate. Enter the Republican National Convention this month in Milwaukee, the Democratic National Convention that's coming up in Chicago in late August, and the respective delegates in each party. House Minority Leader Cindy Munson is one of five elected officials representing Oklahoma Democrats at the DNC. She says parties choosing their nominees is part of the democratic process.
Democracy is in our hands and it's up to us.
And that's because American politics relies on partisanship. I'm Lionel Ramos.
Oklahoma Republican Congressman Frank Lucas is the chair of the House Committee on Science, Space, and Technology. He told Oklahoma Public Media Exchange's Grayson Wheeler the committee's NASA reauthorization bill focuses on going back to the moon and onto Mars.
We have a particular focus on the Artemis program. Our efforts to, for the first time since the 1970s, put astronauts back on the moon, to develop a small space station to orbit the moon, and to develop the skills there then that will enable us perhaps in the 2030s to put people on the surface of Mars, not just to come and briefly visit, but ultimately to establish a long-term human presence up there.
The bill was recently passed out of committee with bipartisan support and can now be heard by the full House of Representatives. The Moore Police Department is holding two school supply drive-through giveaways this week. The first event will take place Thursday morning at 10 at the Moore Police Impact Center at North Janway Avenue and Northwest 12th. The second giveaway will be on Friday morning at 10 at the Walmart Neighborhood Market at Southeast 4th and Eastern Avenue. Supplies will be available on a first-come, first-served basis. You can find more Oklahoma news on our website, kgou.org, and on the KGOU AM News Brief podcast. I'm Deborah Ashar.
Here at Shortwave Space Camp, we escape our everyday lives to explore the mysteries and quirks of the universe. We find weird, fun, interesting stories that explain how the cosmos is partying all around us. From stars to dwarf planets to black holes and beyond, we've got you. Listen now to the Shortwave podcast from NPR.